Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden got a firsthand look at the situation at the southern border today in Texas. Reporter Chris Fox is in El Paso.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott greeted President Biden as he descended Air Force One in El Paso. Abbott called the meeting cordial, then handed the president a list of 5 border security demands.
By enforcing the current immigration laws that allow for the detainment and the deportation of people who come into the United States illegally.
President Biden kept an arm's distance from the media and the overflowing migrant shelters. El Paso County Judge Ricardo Samaniego.
I was hoping that he'd be able to see the reality of what we live day by day, but we didn't get to do that.
Chris Fox for CBS News, El Paso, Texas.
Northern California is struggling to recover from back-to-back storms, and Governor Gavin Newsom says the worst is yet to come.
You've seen, these, trees that have collapsed and smashed cars, homes. We're seeing a lot of what we would expect with these high wind events. That said, the winds were unexpectedly higher than we thought.
More than 124,000 customers right now don't have power ahead of another powerful system that's set to move in overnight. Brazilian authorities used tear gas to break up riots and arrested hundreds of people today after far-right protesters stormed government buildings. They're angry over the country's recent presidential election and President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's win over former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Katie Watson is with the BBC.
Speaking to them, a lot of them are saying that, Bolsonaro is gone. This is more than Bolsonaro. The system is broken and they don't want communist Lula back in power. Lula is not a communist, but that's what he's frequently accused of being, a communist. And these people say that the only way to save Brazil is military intervention. And that's something that they feel very strongly about.
A Virginia teacher who was critically injured when she was shot by a 6-year-old student in Newport News is now showing signs of improvement, but authorities still haven't said how that boy got access to the gun or who owns it. Prince Harry's big 60 Minutes interview with Anderson Cooper aired tonight, and he talked about his royal troubles with his wife Meghan, feuding with his brother Prince William, and even his mother Princess Diana's death. Harry says he was young enough to believe she faked her death in the late 90s to get away from the paparazzi.
For a time, and then that she would call us and we would go and join her.
Yeah. How long did you believe that?
Years. Many, many years. And William and I talked about it as well. He had similar thoughts.
All of this is in Harry's upcoming new book, Spare, which comes out on Tuesday. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
There's a reason your gas gauge is going down a little faster this time of year.
Colder winter temperatures are not beneficial when it comes to your car's fuel mileage.
People are idling their car too long. You're trying to get it warm, but you're getting 0 miles per gallon while that's happening.
Consumer Reports' Mike Quincy mentions another reason why you're getting less fuel efficiency.
Your engine and transmission friction increases in cold weather.
Also, cold air is much denser than warm air, which causes drag on a vehicle, bringing less fuel efficiency.
It's not unusual to see a drop of 12% when the temperatures go down.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Tech companies unveiled more products today at CES, which is formerly known as the Consumer Electronics Show. From a bartending robot making boba tea to a new digital device from L'Oreal to quickly paint on eyebrow makeup. BMW also created a car that can change colors. The event attracted tens of thousands of people. It wrapped up today in Vegas. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hungered in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Jim from Subatomic. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
That's a little Subatomic here on Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network across Wisconsin, and we are playing the best of metal and hard rock here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Subatomic, Big Mountain, and before that, another Subatomic song. So we're doing a double dip of Subatomic, and let's keep it going. This is Flying Fuzz, Salvation. This is Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Thinking of, girl, lightning and the thunder rap upon your door. Listen to everything, dear. The wind is like a razor tearing at your throat.
what you're thinking of, girl. The lightning and the thunder will rap upon your door. Now listen to everything, my dear. The wind is like a razor and it's tearing at your
Minions and mortals, this is Fang von Rathenstein, lead singer of the most metal band on earth, the Lords of the Trident, and you are currently unplugged from politics on Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Tribes of the Trident. That is Skyforce from their Chains on Fire album in 2011. Before that, Cold Black River with Tempest, 20-minute mission, Killing a Pharaoh. Of course, we started that off with Flying Fuzz, Salvation. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. I'm here with you till midnight, and we'll be right back with some Sky Road Fly after the break.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is now in Mexico City for a meeting with Mexican and Canadian counterparts. He spent much of today touring border operations in the U.S. amid a massive wave of migrants. He walked along a bit of border fence between El Paso and Juarez.
I know you have people every day, but I'm trying to get a sense of the flow. The average.
On average, I would say 300 to 400.
Correct, yes. And then we have our little peaks where we have that over 1,000 per day, 900 per day. But usually our average.
In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is warning residents about another bomb cyclone series of storms starting to hit the San Francisco Bay Area.
We're anticipating some very intense weather coming in tomorrow evening in particular, into the early hours of Tuesday morning. And that's the imperative that we're trying to express.
And the Buffalo Bills won their game against the Patriots.
Just to see, you know, the whole NFL and the whole country, you know, sit there and surround him and give prayer was absolutely unbelievable.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always